Trad, we were just talking in the break, and I made a comment to you that although I respected your opinion and I hear what you're saying, I don't agree with you. And let me tell you why. I shot traditional archery. I shot a stick bow. I started stickbow.com, so obviously I shot a stick bow for a long time. Spent 15 years working on my proficiency. Got really good there for a while. Never took a shot over 20 yards in 80 big game kills. As my life became more hectic and I found myself practicing less, I started to develop target panic, started to lose confidence, and I said to myself, if I can no longer look at that deer at 20 yards or 15 yards and put that arrow in the kill zone every single time, then I need to step up to a compound or step down to a compound, no matter how you look at it, and make sure that I am putting that arrow precisely where it belongs every single time. If I don't feel that confidence, then I don't shoot. So what you're telling me is that every time that you release an arrow, you feel supremely confident that your arrow is going to go right through the kill zone, creating a quick, clean kill on that big game animal. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely.
So what happens?
I do believe that, but I also believe that I am shooting too far, that my ability on the range is there, but in the field and in the actual hunting situation, often it isn't. And therefore, I believe that I can stand some criticism for shooting too far and showing it. And I do appreciate, even though we have a little bit of a difference of opinion, we really don't. I do appreciate your accuracy and what's in your mind. But I can tell you this right now. I am one who goes to all the shows and all the SHOT shows and talks to outfitters all around the world. And I also know the inside and outs of almost all these TV shows and where they hunt. And I can tell you, you see many TV shows on TV where they show perfect shots and absolute everything that you talk about. But they don't tell you about the two or three animals that they wounded.
Do you really believe that's the case?
Of course it's the case. You know it's the case, and I know it's the case.
Well, it's not the case with me.
Well, it apparently isn't, and you're an excellent hunter. My only point to you is that things don't always work out the way that they want. What I am finding and what I deserve criticism for is probably shooting too far, and I ask for no forgiveness, but I have to think myself, you know, is that in the best interest of archery? And maybe it's not.
If you came to the realization that it was not in the best interest of archery, that people were using your elk, for instance, that had the arrow sticking out
of it. I have no problem with my elk, by the way. We're talking about shooting too long. I absolutely agree. But I have no remorse with that elk whatsoever. I feel sick to my stomach. I am sad that I lost the animal. But I had a legitimate shot. I saw the shot. It was there. It was at 20 yards. It was a legitimate shot. I took the shot. I saw the arrow. I knew I had the animal. I saw the green light. And it didn't work out. Does anybody appreciate at all that I was shooting a stone point, a homemade stone point with sinew, and that it hit the pouch, you know, the paunch, and it was a bad shot? That is hunting. And you know what? If that's not hunting to people, you know what? Too bad. That's what happens. That's what happens in the real world. It was an ethical hunt. It was a good hunt. And people got on me on that by saying, you know, people asked me, if you could take the arrow back, would you? Well, that can be taken two ways. I would take the arrow back if I knew the arrow would go, you know, right behind the shoulder. But when I released the arrow, I knew that it was a perfect shot. So how can you sanitize that? You know, when you walk into the woods, I don't know if everybody walks in the woods what they think as an ethical hunter, what is the right social situation, you know, what you carry upon your shoulders, or if you go into the woods as a hunter to hunt. And I don't know. I think my shows are very honest, and I think that they show the way it is.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
So, you know, if people want to criticize me, do so. And if they want to say everything that they think is bad about me, do so. But I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing right from the heart. On Christmas morning when you're with your family, and on Thanksgiving when you're with your family, I am either down at a soup kitchen or I'm with cancer patients on that day with the rest of my family helping underprivileged people. So I am not a bad person. I am a good person.
I
understand your line of question.
I don't think anybody thinks you're a bad person at all. Here's the thing that I have to question. Stone Point. Why hunt with a stone point? What are you trying to prove to people by hunting with a stone point?
If we're trying to go back to basics...
Then why not hunt with an atlatl?
Well, why not, you know, when you say why hunt with a stone point, I say to you, why don't we outlaw recurve and longbows? They're inefficient, they're slow, wooden arrows are very hard to make, they're very hard to get good cedar, they don't fly consistently, they are not as accurate as the killing machine, and then let's go one further. Why don't we outlaw compound bows? Because a rifle, a pistol, a muzzle loader is much more efficient. And then we get to another question. Is the object of hunting to kill something immediately and efficiently without any risk? Because if it is, why don't we use a bazooka? Or why don't we use a 50 millimeter? Or more than that, why don't we give up hunting altogether? So where do you stop and where do you end? I respect the question. Why do you climb a mountain? Because you can. Why do you climb a mountain without high-tech hunting gear? Why do people risk their lives free climbing? Well, there's hundreds of deaths per year. Why? Because you can. Why don't you run the 100-yard dash with a Harley-Davidson motorcycle? Why do we run with shoes? Because it's a tradition. It's the pinnacle of what life is all about. So I don't know how to answer your question. It should be obvious why I hunt with a stone point. That I made it myself, that I got back to the nature, that I'm hunting like an Indian did, and for a moment in time, I'm bringing myself back to our forefathers to appreciate how perishable life is. I mean, isn't this really what nature is supposed to teach us?